We usually do in August. We're going to spend a couple weeks talking about some movies that have come out in the last year and some of those Bible stories, the biblical principles that we can learn from some of the stories that we've run into. This is Wicked. If you haven't seen it, I don't think I'll ruin it for you, but also you've had a year. So that's just kind of how it goes sometimes. And we'll share a couple of clips here. But I love this where we start because Galinda, who is the Ariana Grande's character there, is startled by Elphaba. Galinda is the picture of all that is, you know, sort of accepted by the community and loved by all of them. And then when Elphaba shows up and Galinda goes, "You're green," and she's going, "Yeah, I'm aware. Like, this is how I've been for my whole life." It startles people. And for those who haven't seen this, this is the backstory of the two quote-unquote witches who show up in The Wizard of Oz, the good witch Galinda and the wicked witch of the West, if you've seen that, who Elphaba is meant to be a character preceding at that point in time. Before I continue, I want to say that this is a movie. It is make-believe. Please do not take this as the church's advice to start messing around with sorcery. On that note, let's keep going forward. But it is fun to just tell a story and have a good time. And I thought this clip was really interesting because I know what it's like to show up at new schools. Pastors are massively overeducated. It's just part of what we do. And so I've had the opportunity to go to a new school regularly over the course of my life and show up and try to figure out how I'm going to fit into the community. That first day, trying to figure out who am I supposed to be like and who should I look up to? Who do I need to be friends with and who do I need to be nervous about? It's all of that understanding of status that is so difficult. And Elphaba and Galinda spend the whole movie trying to figure out their place in this community and how they deal with each other. Today's Bible story that we just read is the story also of picking somebody, of deciding between people. The scripture we read starts the process of Samuel, who was a prophet, going to Jesse because God had said, "Jesse, one of your sons is going to be the king." And so Samuel shows up at Jesse's door and he says, "Okay, we're going to pick from your sons and we're going to have to decide which one is the right one." And you can only imagine how those boys started jockeying for position. It's not unlike what happens in Wicked, as Galinda keeps trying to establish where it is that she belongs. Lessons we all learn. When people are different, what do you do with that reality? Because we can't judge by what we see. And what you begin to see in this movie is they're trying to discover what is behind what they see as a personality forward. You can't judge just by the image that you see when you meet somebody. As we go back to Samuel, notice what happens here in this scripture. They bring Eliab forward. Eliab is the first son of Jesse that they're going to say he should be the king. It says, "When they came, Samuel looked on Eliab and thought, 'Surely the Lord's anointed is now before the Lord.' But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look on his appearance or the height of his stature, because I have rejected him.'" Notice how fast they get there. They show up, they're like, "We're going to pick a king." They bring a guy in, he's really tall, they go, "That's the one." I don't know if that's the best way to pick who can be the leader. Not only that, but the king they needed to replace, who had lost his mind, Saul, he was also picked because he was the tallest person of everybody else. No shame on being tall, no shame on being short. I just don't think height is the main determining factor when it comes to character. And the reality is that so often we learn one thing about somebody, we say, "Okay, now I know you," and we move on from there. When I watched the original Wizard of Oz, Galinda was the good witch. And I think it was probably because she's dressed in pink, she floats in a bubble, she sings very nice songs. You just kind of know, oh, we're supposed to like her. By the same token, Elphaba was the bad witch. She was green. She had monkeys with wings. They were scary. It was really kind of terrifying to watch all of it happen. But she doesn't belong in this perfect and beautiful world. But movies movies so often pull out a theme that starts with God. And it's best encapsulated. If we're going to ask this question, what does it mean not to judge? It's encapsulated by the second half of that verse, one that is really famous. And people say all the time, the next words, if you're going to memorize them, are good ones to commit to memory. You ready? For the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And that's what the question becomes. What is at the heart of the people that we're meeting? What's deep inside of them? You begin to realize as you watch Wicked and as Glinda and Elphaba grow closer together, they begin to start to see past each other. And Glinda starts to see how Elphaba is a caring and a helpful and a blessing of a person, but she also sees not just that. She sees that that Elphaba might have some powers that she wants. And so she begins to say, I know. I think I can help you, and you can help me. But isn't that the way we are? We find somebody who has some gifts. We start to see them the way God sees them. And we go, I see what's great about you. You know what you need to be more? You need to be more like me. Anybody done that to somebody? Like, I'm going to fix you. And by fix you, I mean, I'm going to make you like me. Galinda's understanding of her relationship with Elphaba is all wrong. When she realizes how amazing Elphaba really is, she wants to be an equal. In fact, she wants to say, now that you've got some skills, you can be great like me, and we can be the same. When we hear God say, I'll choose, and you listen, often we're tempted to say, well, God, you can choose, and then we'll shape them however we deem them to need to be. We'll make them out to be just like us. This story in Scripture where Jesse's sons show up to see God, they come in one by one. And each time the person comes in and Samuel goes, you know, that's a really, seems like a good kid. God says no. They go to the next one. Seems like things are working out. I'm sorry, that's not going to happen. This isn't the right person. Finally, Samuel asks a question. He says to Jesse, are all your sons here? And Jesse says, there remains the youngest, but he is keeping the sheep. The subtext here, he's little and smelly, okay? We just need you to know right now, nobody wants to be around the shepherd. He hasn't bathed, he talks to the sheep. We don't quite know what to do with the kid. And so I don't think that's the one you want. But Samuel says, you need to go get him. You need to send for him and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here. He's so far off what they're looking for, they don't even think to bring him in. And when they do, I'm sure they're looking at him going, well, if we could just fix this, and we could just fix this, and we could just fix this, we'll have the guy we really need. Because nobody really wants shepherds around. It is stunning to me how we miss this, because when Jesus comes along, he says, I'm also going to be a shepherd. That's how I'm going to care for you, which was not a revered or lifted up profession in the world that they lived in, either in David's time or 700 years later with Jesse, or with Jesus. It's all kind of crazy how this person gets selected. But don't miss this. God looks at the heart. David, if you know his story, is not perfect. In fact, he fails spectacularly and has to go crawling back to the temple and to God, begging for forgiveness. But he also never forgets who he is. His heart can go after God in a way that others can't. And when he starts to discover himself, David is the one that pulls the nations along with them. But when Galinda, after this, as this movie concludes, Galinda sees that Elphaba has become the chosen one. And Elphaba says, are you going to go my way, or are you going to keep expecting me to go yours? Theater people, I'm ruining these songs for you, just so you know. That's what it is. And fundamentally, Glinda has to make this decision. Is she going to follow along with Elphaba? If you know the story, there's a twist at the end that I haven't shared with you. But this is the invitation we get from God. Will you go the way that I have called? Will you go with those that I have called? Will you go with caring, humble, blessed leadership who care for you and who confess their brokenness and who lay themselves down for one another as David did? Samuel puts the kingdom in the hands of David. And if you know his story, you know how powerfully God uses him. When God tells you which way you are going, will you follow? And when God invites you into a path with somebody who is helping you grow and change, will you let them lead? I'm amazed at how often God puts people in my path who care for me and build me up and teach me to order my steps toward Jesus. And so as we continue, I'm going to invite the band to come forward, and we're going to continue as we sing in just a moment. But before we do that, I just want to take a moment and pray with you. And can we just pray real briefly that we would follow after God's leadership? In fact, will you stand up? Stand up. Just put your hands out in front of you and have them open for just a minute. Let's pray. Lord, we give thanks that you've given us these hands. And too often we have them clutched tight, knowing what we want to hold on to, knowing who we want to be and who we want other people to be. Give us open hands that allow us to receive the gift of friendship and blessing from others, that allow us to see openly the way you have put people into our lives, that teach us how to be ourselves, but also to see your good gifts through other people without forcing them to be just like us. Teach us to see others as you see them, because we know you see the heart. We pray these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.